It's a little after 10 o'clock at WDIA. Memphis, stand by with some of the best songs in the world. We'll do them commercial free. Coming up in just a few minutes. Good morning, you're on WDIA.
Good morning, Bobby OJ. How are you?
I'm good, CJ. How are you?
Very good, man. If the sole purpose of the Democratic Party was to remove the Donald from office by impeaching him, it would appear to me that they failed at their agenda.
That's what it seems like right now, unless they got something else planned.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to remain in office, then he has the option to run again in 2020, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 9 times out of 10, in my opinion, I think he's going to win. I believe he's going to get a second term in office.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what would be the purpose of the impeachment?
Yeah, well... You know? I mean, right. I mean, you know, what is the purpose of it? It's some people think that this is giving Trump, you know, more fuel.
I would have. I had a tendency to agree with that, you know, because he still got some. He got many supporting ourselves. A lot of black folks, whether you know it or not, is in support of Trump too. It's not just basically white. I mean. I think that Donald's going to get a second term in office. That's just my opinion.
You know, they went in fighting. Yeah, well, a lot of people feel that way. You know, they went in fighting. I've never seen this kind of fight go on with anyone, you know, from the beginning. I don't know, really, I don't know, you know, if Barack Obama had these kind of fights. But Obama was a diplomat. See, Obama knew how to deflect a lot of the things that the Republicans threw at him. He knew how to deflect them in a manner that was suitable for most decent Americans. And now, with Obama gone, the Democrats just seem like they just lost it, man. You know? And, you know, they started off fighting, called name calling and fighting. And I'm like, whoa, hold up a second. Wait a minute. Hold up here.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah. I mean, Obama had a way of diffusing the flame, you know.
Temper or demeanor
that he had.
Absolutely. You know, Obama. Yeah. Obama had the right kind of temperament to be a leader.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he's a Leo, so most Leo we have that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm talking to another Leo here.
Yeah, you're right on the mic, bro.
We do. Most Leos.
We do. I'm serious. I'm not bragging. Yeah. That's true.
Well, that's why they say we're born leaders.
We are.
And I don't know. I don't know if the Democrats took this under consideration, but Donald Trump is a Gemini. He's a twin, for crying out loud.
He got
two sides.
You don't know what bag he's gonna come out of.
There you go.
Never know.
But I'm gonna CJ, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
If the Democrats had used astrology, they probably could have done a better job at dealing with Donald Trump. Meaning this, there are experts out there who can tell you that that people born under a certain, all of us are born under signs, we're born under moons and all of this. There are experts out there who can tell you if a person is born under this particular sign and this particular moon, then this time of the year might be the best time to get this done from him. This time of the year, don't jack with him about that.
Well, that's true. I agree with that. Now, a lot of people say nothing to that. I believe it's something to that.
Hey, man, God created the universe and the stars and all of that stuff. It's part of the universe.
That's right. Okay, well, you have a good day, man. Always long. Okay. Take care, man.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, but I think, you know, that there's a way to use it because it is a part of the universe. WDI, hello.
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
Hey, this is the gentleman that called in yesterday.
About the trash?
You got about the garbage can.
Okay.
You got an email from a lady saying that...
Call you a dummy. Call you a big dummy.
Call me a dummy. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bobby, she is correct about not calling me a dummy, but she's correct about me having the wrong company because it's Pro-Waste.
Which
is located at 4033 Lamar, which I went down there yesterday.
Okay, what happened?
Because, I talked to Mr. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know what was my concerns, and I told him about my concern, and I said also too, I took pictures and I got this little video I made. So when I showed him the video and the pictures, he couldn't believe that the guy had left the trash cans the way that they were as far as all out in the streets and everything. And he promised me that I would have a trash can, which I did have a trash can once I got in yesterday evening. So I'm not a dummy, but I wanted a trash can because I paid for that trash can. I don't want my garbage all over the yard. And then another gentleman said, well, he's snitching on the guy. No, 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 no. It's the difference between snitching and telling it.
Okay.
A snitcher don't want you to know he done told on you. I told on this guy, and he know I told on him. So okay. I didn't snitch on him. I told on him.
Okay.
So it's a difference.
So, Mr.
And I want to thank Pro Waste, Waste Pro, for bringing me a garbage can. And I do want to apologize to the people over there at Waste Management, because I did have the company's name wrong. But at the same time, I'm not at home because I'm out trying to make a living to see the name of the company, which I did get it wrong. But, you know, I want to apologize to these people because when you make a mistake, a man can say that he made a mistake.
Absolutely.
And then, Bobby, you know this here too. Mm-hmm. When you reach behind your neck and feel that little bone right there, that's called backbone, not bubblegum.
I hear you, man.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, listen, I'm glad you got it worked out, man. Okay, and hats off to Mr. Charles over there at Waste Pro. That's how you handle customer complaints. And so hats off to the folks over there at Waste Pro. And, hey, man, listen, sometimes you just, you know, you don't want to do it, but sometimes you have to take your concerns to radio and television. You see people on TV all the time complaining about something because the people that they have been asking to do something about it won't do it. So, before people put you on the radio and before they put you on television, messing up your company or giving your company a black eye, just do your best to resolve the issue. That's all you got to do. Stop being so hard-headed because you're going to get busted. WDI, hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Did I hear you say or someone say that God put President Trump in office?
Someone said it, and I said it, that it is possible.
Bob, I believe you also. I believe that God has a perfect plan that we don't understand all the time.
Right.
And he put people in place to get things stirred up and things like that. So I just want to come with my little two cents in and say I agree with that, that God put him in there for a reason. We don't know yet, but right. We'll find out after a while.
No doubt.
That's all I want to say.
All right, thanks. All right. And I want to clarify this. We don't know if God put him in office or not, but we do know it's possible. Yeah. So knowing that it's possible, I try to keep an open mind about it. WDI, hello.
Oh, why you doing?
What's going on, man?
Man, life is good.
Yeah.
It's so pretty like that. I'm looking in the mirror.
It's so pretty. It look like you want to take her out on a date. Now, come on, Dave, let's go out.
Yeah, Bobby, let me say this here too far. I get started real quick.
Okay.
That I'd like to send my sincere condolences out to the Honorable Miss Janice Foote's little sister, Rhonda Williams.
Okay, what happened?
She passed on.
Hold it. Janice Fully Loved sister passed away?
Yes, sir. I hate that, but it happened.
Well, hey, listen, our condolences to Janice, because we didn't know. Our condolences to her and her family.
Yeah. Yeah, let me say this, too, about you were saying earlier about these here young women. Mm-hmm. Man, it's a group of young women running together, seem like some thugs or something. And, man, they'll take a guy, and you can't get no loyalty from them. You see what on your celebrity news, this guy did this and did that. Man, money can't buy no love. You have to pass on who really, really like you. Then dig in with that person and try to make a life with them. Call. If they looking at your pocketbook, man, they tear that up in a jiff.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but it's stupid though. If you meet someone who's got millions of dollars, then you would think you would have the sense enough to say, wait a minute now, okay, it's not too many black men running around in this circle that's worth millions that may want me. So let me be good to this man so I can have a good life right now. But no, what P. Thomas is saying is that with Lyra Galore, she was cheating on him, having sex with other men, and this guy's worth $56 million.
Well, she ain't got no common sense. sense, Bobby. He had no common sense.
Right.
And, well, I was thinking about that waste management guy, too, guy.
Yeah.
Bobby. Mm-hmm. Man, I tell you, he got that handle, but boy, that Terry Spicer really got some customer service going for himself.
Man,
boy, he handled
it. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I think Terry Spicer was born to do customer service. I do. Take care, man.
Hey, one more thing, Bobby.
Yeah.
And Clyde, he's one of those players. I've heard a player like this, man. Yeah. They keep everything for themselves. Don't want to give away nothing. I want to know, why do you love money that way? I love sharing. Don't you, Bobby?
I do, too, man. I love sharing. I do.
I would never want to live no life like that. Keep everything for myself. Man, that ain't right.
No. It's ungodly. All right, man. Thanks.